The message at the Committee of Economic Development of Australia Diversity, Leadership and Cultural Change Seminar in Melbourne was clear. Gender shouldn't be a disadvantage in your career.
I can remember with my last two girls, when I looked at them at birth and saw that they were girls, well, I actually knew about it from antenatal ultrasound, but the thought crossed my mind that just the gender alone was going to have a massive impact on what they were likely to choose and to be able to do. And I think that is wrong from a social justice point of view, from every way you look at it. They may not choose to do certain things, but at least they should have equal opportunity without any disadvantage.
That's the clinical director of the Department of Paediatric Surgery at Christchurch Hospital in New Zealand, Professor Spencer Beasley. He's helped lead a campaign to improve the workplace culture at the hospital and says for it to be done correctly and to bring long-lasting change, some tough decisions have to be made. Even if that means letting people leave the organisation who have previously been important to it, such as bringing in a large amount of income.
You have to be brave about it. And in fact, although you might feel that you're losing something in the short term, you're actually gaining something in the long term, because the message will go out very powerfully to everyone around that this sort of behaviour is not tolerated, and it will attract the better people who respond to that and will not behave in the same way.
Assistant Commissioner Wendy Steendam is playing a key role in the ongoing effort to reform the workplace culture of Victoria Police. She says with 20,000 staff, that's not a quick exercise, especially when 72% of sworn staff are male.
In terms of capturing hearts and minds, I think we're on a very long journey, and I think this is probably one of the key points that I would like to make. Cultural change does not happen overnight. We started this work and commissioned the work in 2015, and the report was delivered to us in December 2015. So we're many years into this work, and we have an enormous way to go in terms of achieving cultural change.
Victoria's Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner, Kristen Hilton, has worked closely with Victoria Police on its program of reform. It was the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission that reviewed Victoria Police and reported that 40% of women who worked with the force said they'd been sexually harassed. Commissioner Hilton says she saw an increase in complaints of harassment from police after it launched its reform process, and sees that as a measure of success.
The same thing happened in our organisation, which takes external complaints from people around a whole bunch of attributes, when the Me Too campaign sort of kicked off in August of last year. Since then, we've had a 40% increase in complaints of sexual harassment. So that tells you something about the, I suppose, the endorsement or approval or the ability to be able to speak up and be believed.
Assistant Commissioner Steendam says long-term members of Victoria Police wouldn't have escaped the impacts of harassment in some shape or form. And she says it's up to every member of staff, from the top to the bottom, to reflect on how they reacted to negative behaviours in the past and how they'll respond in the future.
You've either been a perpetrator, you have been a victim or exposed to the behaviour, you have been a bystander, or you have been a combination of all of the above. And there wouldn't be anyone in our organisation that wouldn't fall into one of those categories. And so it is about that reflection and understanding about where you fit into that.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.